Dowry System, Role Reversal, Chapter 2, Ashesh 9. She ordered Rajesh. Now flip over, so your ass faces your mistress. Very fearfully, knowing there was nothing he could do, the hulking, huge, big guy groggily moved over. Even though actually he could have easily opened his other wrist and ankle, but he was too drunk, in a drunken stupor, and disoriented and weak through alcohol overconsumption to do any such shit. So he obediently flipped over, presenting his ass to his newly minted dom come mistress, Nita. Slap! Spank! Smack! Slap! Spank! Smack! His buttocks were humiliatingly smacked by his smaller wife, Pithite, hitherto demure, hitherto submissive. Pity Nita was now giving it to him for the death of her father. Rajesh deep down knew he was guilty of a heinous crime, and when her father had committed suicide, he had vowed to God that one day he would make it up to Nita, but he had never had the guts to go against his dominating mother and openly acknowledge their family as criminals. But now it seems Nita had taken everything into her pretty hands and very authoritatively, and he was actually wishing to be whipped and have the sin pop beaten out of him. He proffered his buttocks up to his mistress and very guiltily and drunkenly said, "Yes, Nita, yes, mistress, beat your slave boy, beat your Rajesh, beat me into submission." Nita was a little shocked to hear this new tone of submissiveness in her insensitive brute of a hubby, and it tingled her clitoris. Her pussy clenched in triumphant victory and vindictiveness. The man who used to beat her and dominate her and order her, today humbly proffering his buttocks to be slapped, to be humiliated, to be humbled. She felt very good. Her clit felt very good. Her pussy gushed. But there was work to be done. "Okay, boy, open up." She quickly strapped on a double-edged strap-on dildo and coated KY jelly on its tip. She dragged out the vibrating butt plug and slid into him. With one hand, she was squeezing his balls, sometimes gently, sometimes firmly, sometimes painfully. And with the other hand, she was twitching his nipples. And she started a rhythmic fucking motion. And went in and came out. Went in and came out. Her fake faux penis actually was hitting his prostate from behind. And he felt pleasurable sensations along with his guilty feelings and his new submissiveness. His captive erection, now in the bent-up, awkward cock cage. He was actually feeling very orgasmic. And as she kept on fucking him, the magic of the double-headed dildo was working on her clit also on the other hand, because she felt so liberated, so empowered. And she kept on tweaking his nipples, squeezing his balls and fucking him, and feeling so happy on top of the world. She said, "Daddy, I'm doing it for you. See, your worthless, murderous son-in-law now is getting ass-fucked by your darling daughter. This is how he pays for his crime. From now on, he is going to be locked up forever. And he will do all the cooking and cleaning in the house. Suddenly, Rajesh blurted out, "Yes, mistress, beat me, punish me. I deserve to be beaten up, to be punished. It's my bad karma. You are my goddess, you are my devi, my mistress, meri malkin. Aap jo hukum karegi malkin, main karunga. Main aapko pooja karta hu. Main aapka kadmo ka niche dhool jaisa ban ke rahunga. I will stay as dirt below your feet. You are my goddess, you are my mistress. Tu mera malkin hai. Jo bolega, har hukum manega, main tere hukum ka gulam ban gaya. But that will not do, Rajesh. I want to humiliate your murderous parents also. I'll call them here, strip them naked, whip them on their asses and balls, on your mother's breasts, and force you to do all these things. And I want you to fuck your father up his ass, so that their ego, and the terribly contrite and religious Rajesh said, usse to unka खड़ा करम साफ हो जाएगा, उनका प्रायश्चित होगा. देवी अब जो बोलेगा आपका हुक्म का गुलाम राजेश वही सुनेगा. आज से आप मालकिन हैं, आप जो बोलेगा हम सुनेगा. दैट्स ग्रेट राजेश, यू आर बीइंग अ वेरी गुड लिटिल स्लेव बॉय. स्लैप, ही स्लैप्ड हिज बटक्स. आई लव स्लैपिंग योर बटक्स. तो मालकिन और मारिए ना, प्लीज बीट मी मोर मिस्ट्रेस. If you like it, I am your slave boy, I am your prisoner, I am your captive. For years I have carried this guilt. Now you can beat me up. I practically murdered your father. You have every right to beat me. Beat me, mistress. Beat me. Tu meri rani hai, meri malkin hai. You are my queen, my empress, my owner. Whatever you say, I will do. Main tera hukum ka gulam hai. I am your humble slave boy. Mujhe maaf mat kar, mujhe maar. Suddenly, in a misogynistic, submissive mood, he said, do whatever you want, mistress. Do your worst. I deserve it. And he said, main tujhe pura help karega, malkin. Mera baap maa ko gaad maar ke rakh dunga. Kyunki unka paap ka paishchit hona chahiye. Unke liye main paapi hoon. तू आज देवी का जैसा आई है. यू आर लाइक अ गॉडेस, एवेंजिंग गॉडेस. एंड वी हैव हैड बैड कर्मा बाय हैविंग मिसट्रीटेड योर फैमिली एंड सेंट यू. तो जो बोलेगा मैं करेगा. सो शी सेड, यू हैव टू पुट ऑन अ फिली पिंक एप्रन एंड अ ब्राजीलियन थॉन्ग सो दैट योर बटक्स आर शोन. एंड व्हेन माय पेरेंट्स कम, व्हेन माय फैमिली कम्स, माय मदर एंड माय सिस्टर्स, you'll have to serve them drinks and you'll be standing there and I want your buttocks have to be catwood as wife's property. On your left buttock it should be their wife's, on your right buttock property, so they can see that how I have humiliated and now I have owned you. Yes, mistress, it will be as you say. Whatever you say will be done, mistress. Malkin, tu jaisi hukum karegi, waisi hi hogi. Main tera kadmo ka niche, mujhe sthan de, mujhe aasray de. Give me shelter at your feet. I will forever and ever remain below your feet. Thou art my goddess. Tu meri devi hai. Meri malkin hai, tu shakti hai, nari shakti hai. Mera sir jhuk gaya hai. My head bows and submits. So, she was so happy. She suddenly bent her head and bit his neck at the back, at the nape, to mark him as a property. She was actually overflowing with love for him at that point. Her pussy juices were flowing. She was having orgasm. And she got up and told him, get up, Rajesh. She put the vibrating butt plug back into him and ordered him on his knees and she said, suck me after an orgasm and let us plan on how to humiliate your parents and then bring my mother my widowed mother and my orphaned sisters here. Then you shall think how you can make reparations. He said, Choti ka to shadi abhi tak nahi hua. Your younger sister has not yet got married. I will pay the dowry and see that she gets married to a good boy. But there is no need to get another good boy like you, who will again beat her for more dowry. We will try to get somebody here itself, a good happy house husband, somebody who will obey her and listen to her. Why, she grabs his balls and squeezes and becomes the mistress. Ha, Malati. Yes, mistress. Mary Devi, Mary Goddess, my goddess, whatever you say. She was so happy, she wanted to even kiss him at that point of time.